The Rotary Club of Innisfil has been quietly active throughout the ongoing pandemic, despite event cancellations and closures, meeting online, and continuing to raise funds for community programs that include the Innisfil Food Bank. While they are still holding weekly meetings remotely, via Zoom, the club is now stepping up their in-person presence, as the province gradually reopens. Rotarians have been back at Innisfil's Farmers Market, selling their beer for a year, draw tickets, and on Saturday, the club held its second fundraising bottle drive of the year, with the money earmarked for the Innisfil Food Bank and children's mental health programs in the community. Rotarians were accepting empties at two locations, Innisfil Community Church on Innisfil Beach Road, where the Rotary train was on display, and at the Stroud Arena. "We're getting out there. We're getting seen," said President-elect Tim Norton, as he chatted with residents as they dropped off their donations at the church parking lot. "That's the best part of this job," said Rotarian Al Gilchrist. "You meet great people." In Stroud, club members were just delivering a trailer load of bottles to the local beer store, which partnered with the Rotary Club for the bottle drive. Normally, the Stroud store does not accept returns. Customers are sent to the Big Bay Point store instead, but they made an exception for charity. "It's our second trip," said Warren Bagley. "Stroud has been fantastic." The Rotarians are planning a third bottle drive toward the end of summer. Their first was held just after Canada Day, the second followed the civic holiday long weekend, and now the club is looking at holding a drive in mid-September, hoping that residents will save their Labor Day weekend empties to help support community projects. For more information about the Rotary Club of Innisfil, click here.